In our previous year, we began a discussion regarding what we learn in our Gemara, Masechta Nida, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, that when we find a mace and we're not sure when did he pass away, we say that if he died, we found him dead, we have to assume he was dead previously. To which we began a discussion, after trying to understand our Gemara a little better, we began a discussion based on the halacha that if someone becomes aware of a relative for whom he must sit shiva was nifter, and he's not sure, and when he becomes aware of it, it was before the shloshim is up, he has to, from the patira, he has to sit a full shiva. If it's after the shloshim from the patira, he only has to sit shor achas, 1 hour. And the question that came up, again, in our world, this would not be such a common question, but in their world, they didn't have telephones, methods of communication were obviously difficult. Someone became aware that one of his close relatives, Rachman Slan, was nifter, but he's not quite sure that now when he's getting this news, is it within the shloshim? Is it after the shloshim? The halacha is that, what is the halacha? So he quoted a tshuva from the Meram Mintz, based on a Gemara Masechta Gittin, that the person should sit a full shiva, and we said that that was the opinion of the Taz to be machmer. The Taz, however, in Yerideya Simen Shin Tzadik Zayin Sif Kotten Beis, quotes the Meren Ben Leif, quotes the Bach, that also concur with the Meram Mintz and the Shach, but the Taz himself takes a different approach. And he says that we assume that he doesn't have to sit a full shiva. He says, it's based on what we're learning in our Gemara. He says, as long as we don't know if a person is alive or dead, so there we rely on the Cheskes Chai. And that's why we can understand the Gemara we quoted at the end of our previous year, when somebody sent a get, and we don't know that with a shliach, and we don't have 100% knowledge if the person who sent the get is still alive when the get is being handed to his wife. And of course, only a person who's alive could divorce, a concept that comes up very often in Masechta Gittin. We could assume he's still alive because we don't know, we have no question, as far as we're concerned, he's dead, he's alive. Here we know for sure that the person is dead. Here we know for sure that he's dead. So yes, as long as we don't know that the person is dead, the halacha is we rely on a cheskes chai. However, once the person is certainly no longer alive, there our Gemara teaches us that when you find the person dead in the morning and you had touched this person during the night, if you found him dead in the morning, you have to assume he's already dead at night. And therefore, says the Taz, coupled with the fact that when Avelis, we always go Lakula, meaning if there's a Shiloh, does the person have to sit a whole Shiva, or does the person only have to sit an hour? We're going to be Makel and say that he only has to sit an hour. The Shagas Aryeh takes a different approach. The Shagas Aryeh takes the approach that since a whole new attitude, he says, since the person is going to have to sit shiva at least for an hour, that there's no dispute. So once he has to sit shiva for an hour and he begins shiva, the halacha tells him to continue the shiva, not to get up from the shiva until he's certain that the halacha allows him to get up from the shiva. Ramosha in the Shas Chuvas Igris Moshe, Yoredei Echel Gimel Simen Kuf Nuntes, discusses the question where somebody passed away, and we're not quite sure when he passed away. So the question is, what day should be held for the yard site? So Ramosha takes the approach which is similar to the approach of the Shach and the Maramintz, that we say that everybody has a Cheskas Chai, and we say that he died at the last minute. And Rav Moshe quotes our Gemara and says that, no, if I found him dead in the morning, I already have to be concerned that he was dead in the middle of the night when I touched him. Says Rav Moshe, that's not a question. Because as we quoted at the beginning of our previous year, Tosfos says that this Chumrah, this din in our Gemara, is only a Chumrah Bekotchen. And as we also said in the previous year, it's also referring, and we gave the explanation of the Marit and the Noida Behuda and the Shari Yosha, that we don't, this person we didn't see alive the night before. So as we explained, his Cheskas Chai is a weaker Cheskas Chai than normal. However, says Rav Moshe, when we're speaking about Yahrzeit, and we know that this person was alive, the children who were going to have to keep the Yahrzeit knew that their parents were alive. And now, we don't know when he passed away. Says Rav Moshe, the Shach teaches us that we always follow the Cheskas Chaim, and we therefore will hold the Yahrzeit. If there's two dates in question, we should hold the later date. And Rav Moshe quotes the Taz, and he says that even the Taz, who takes the approach that we assume that he perhaps died earlier, says Rav Moshe, the Taz only says it regarding Hilchos Avelos, regarding the Yahrzeit, even the Taz would agree that we should keep the Yahrzeit from the later date when we're certain that he was no longer alive. Rav Moshe Shtemer Shlita, and the Shas Chuvas Chuvas Van Hagas, Chelik Aleph Simen Tof Reish Chav Tzadik, Tof Reish Ches Tzadik, discusses this question as well. We don't know when this person passed away. He quotes, as we have been quoting, the Machloikas Taz and Shach regarding keeping Shiva when we don't know Shiva or Shoachas, when we don't know exactly when the person passed away. But then he says that when it comes to Hilchos Yahrzeit, Hilchos Chazakah and Hilchos Yahrzeit have nothing to do with each other. Because he says a very fundamental point. Chazakah doesn't establish a fact. Chazakah tells us what we should do. We don't know. Should we consider this person, should he sit Shiva, should he sit Shoachas? And our Gemara, is the person considered Tomei or not? Yahrzeit is not because the Halacha tells us, if you don't know what to do, this is what we'll tell you to do. On the day of the Yahrzeit, the Neshama has an Aliyah in Shemayim. That Aliyah in Shemayim is only on the day that he actually passed away. And of course, we know there's a concept of Loi B'Shamayim. Even if there's a concept of Loi B'Shamayim, that's an halacha. Here it's talking about non-strictly halacha. It's talking about Aliyas Neshama. He quotes a Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, Oyer Chaim Sim Kuf Samach Aleph, where there's somebody who forgot the exact Yahrzeit of his father. But he has other brothers who know the exact date. So he could keep Yahrzeit on whatever day he wants. But let's say he's an only child. So it could be he's not keeping the Yahrzeit on the proper day. Since he's not keeping the Yahrzeit on the proper day, he should keep Yahrzeit on both days. He goes into a discussion, the Chasam Sofer, for people who fast on the Yahrzeit, and it's difficult for him to fast for two consecutive days. So he says, let him fast on the first day, And the second day, he should learn Torah and daven and give tzedakah and say Tehillim. That's what he should do. So says Rav Moshe Sternbach, even though the Chasam Sofer is taking the approach that he should keep both days yahrzeit, that's only, like we said, there's 2 days. He's not sure, is it today or is it tomorrow? But let's say it's not like that, where it's a number of days. We're not sure exactly when he passed away. And of course, unfortunately, this question came up often enough after the war, after World War II, where so many Jews were murdered, and we don't exactly know what date to keep for the yahrzeit. So there's a concept of Magdime Peronius Loi Magdimon. We never make Tzaros come earlier. And we also, as we have been discussing, have a concept of a Cheskas Chai, and therefore we keep the yahrzeit on the last day that of all the various dates.